This is the Moshpit Backstage Podcast for punk, metal, and rock interviews and segments. Go introduce yourselves. I hate introducing people.
Hey, it's Jade.
It's Alan.
And it's Liam.
We're back
at Hey.
Thursday night. Oh, and Jacob.
Yeah, happy Thursday to everyone.
Happy Thursday.
Coming up tonight on the show.
Yeah, we got stuff
Jacob,
to play.
We have some really good stuff. We have some stuff from Amel and the Sniffers.
Ooh,
the local Melbourne punk band that's just started
Don't make jokes about sniffing.
We have the Gardens new track. Which they just
The Garden?
The Garden.
Oh, I love... I actually love The Garden.
They're perfect, huh?
Is this a new album that's coming out or just a single?
This is... They've just released two singles from... I don't know what they're doing with them, actually. I hope they make a new album.
Yeah, because their debut album was really, really dope.
Perfect. I just got it on vinyl and I was listening to it the other night and
God. We're talking about the one with the dog on the front
cover. We're talking about the one with the dog. Ha Ha is what it's called.
Ha Ha. Ha Ha, yes. Ha Ha is amazing.
It is poetic.
Shut up.
I think we should... can we get into some shows?
Yeah, so what's the first track we're playing?
We are playing... Mole. Sniff, sniff.
Sniff, sniff.
Among the sniffers.
All right, all right. We'll see you guys in a little bit.
Yeah.
Smell you later.
You're listening to the Mosh Pit on Sin. We just heard from the top. Amel and the Sniffers, Mole, Sniff, Sniff, the number 12 looks like you, Texas Dolly, The Garden, Call This Number Now, and AFI, Death of Seasons.
Man, I loved
Pretty
that
Pretty rad
new...
songs right there.
I loved that new song by...
The Garden.
I really liked that Garden one. It was really awesome.
I'm glad you guys liked it. This is a good track. They've only released like 2 weeks ago, like something around.
I don't know how I missed
to get
that.
The album.
I really have. They're just two singles now. Because they put out a record late last year.
Yeah.
Which is interesting. But so speaking of
music,
records, music.
In general.
What's everyone been listening to?
Jade. I'm starting with you because you didn't say anything.
Thanks.
I just wanted to bring you in.
I didn't have
wheel
much to
you, wheel you in.
Well, I've got Bring Me the Horizon coming up next Sunday night.
Oh,
so
sure.
I've just been trying to catch up with all their later stuff, their album That's the Spirit, which I don't, if you guys might have seen the picture of it, it's a little umbrella. It's kind of cute with a little raindrop.
Yeah, I've seen that.
It's very different though if you used to listen to Bring Me like when they first sort of surfaced. Yeah, very, very different now. But yeah, I've just been listening to those guys. Yeah. I do like their old stuff, but yeah, this stuff's cool as well.
Which do you prefer?
I wouldn't go way back in the early days, like at the start, more the...
just after?
I love
like
the
Blessed
stuff.
With a Curse sort of era.
Sempiternal, is that the name of it?
Oh, Sempiternal was like, the album just before Sempiternal was like...
Is that it?
He's holding the like the weights, the half the album.
I don't know.
Album,
I really stopped after Suicide Season, to be honest.
Sempiternal was really, really
awesome.
Yeah,
that was my favourite album by them.
But I think I think I prefer more of their middle phase of music.
Fair enough.
I've heard the best
is their middle phase. Like, I've never listened to them myself, but from fans that are friends of mine, they're like, the middle stuff.
Their
is
very
the
early stages is more like deathcore.
I loved the early stages.
I didn't mind
there we go.
To be honest.
Oh my God. The first EP. That was my jam when I was like 13. I loved it. Four songs of just core.
Really. Right, well, what are you listening to now then, since you're like, you're talking about stuff?
Well, nothing metal.
Oh.
A lot of bad, not good. And The Strokes.
The Strokes.
Yeah.
The new EP.
No, First Impressions of Earth.
Good. I was about to say if it was the new
really,
EP.
Really, like Eyes of the World, that song, it just pulls my heartstrings, to be honest. So yeah, that's
fair
really
enough.
It.
Ellen?
I've been listening to the new Red Hot Chili Peppers album,
The
Getaway
cool.
Plan. It's really great.
Nice. Yeah. What's your favourite song off it?
Well, I obviously really like Dark Necessities, but that's sort of like the big single. This like
true.
A song that's not a big single. It's like The Longest Wave or something. It's like track 4 from the album.
Okay.
If anyone has the album.
I'm pretty sure someone has the album out there listening.
Chili Peppers are awesome.
Well, yeah. We all...
Except the only thing is that they don't have John Frusciante now. So oh, the guitaring sucks. Isn't, like, it's still but, good, but it just, it's not the same.
Wait, yeah. I always forget, is it the new guy that's a dickhead, or is was it him that everyone thought was a dickhead? I don't know this for a fact. I feel like everyone has this stigma
Ellen
against one of them. Ellen has no bias. Ellen just loves them all. Okay, fine. I'm not going to get anything out of Ellen tonight. Oh, that's all right.
What about you, Liam?
Yeah,
what
about
have you,
you
been listening to?
God, everyone's pressuring me. I don't want to do it. I've been listening. I went to, I was buying a present for my boy, Harry, and I went to Greville Records in Prahran to buy some singles, and I found a single for this random guy from Melbourne called Tommy T. It's fucking dope punk. It's fucking
cool.
Dope. And there's a song on it where he just kind of cries himself called I Hate Tommy T.
Yeah.
And
that's
it's just him for a minute going...
Is that a single artist?
That's great.
It's just a double-sided single.
No, but
inch.
I mean, like, is he like a band or just a solo artist?
I think he's a solo artist. I have not done my research
maybe
at all.
Maybe that's why he's crying, because he's by himself.
Maybe.
This is my plea for help track.
Maybe.
Join my band.
There is a record with like 45 minutes worth of crying.
Really?
It's by Eugene Merman, who does the voice of Gene in Bob's Burgers. He did a comedy record, and it's 7 LPs, and one is 45 minutes of crying. It also has, I think, like over 100 orgasm sounds that he did himself.
I feel like you'd get a headache if you're crying for 45 minutes.
He did, yeah. He just didn't know how to keep going.
He
it's like physically
out.
Exhausting.
Yeah, dizzy.
And then the other thing was the Evens, but I don't need to talk about that.
Okay. Yeah,
fair enough.
They're just Fugazi related, whatever.
Which one?
The Evens. They have the singer is the singer from Fugazi. I don't remember.
Ian McKay.
Ian McKay.
He's in a Minor Threat too.
Yes.
Way back when, yeah.
That's true. And his wife, whatever his wife's name is. She's really dope on drums.
Ah, cool.
Yeah. But anyway, that's it for what we've been listening to for this week.
Yeah, let's go into more tracks.
More tracks, because that's what we like on Mosh Pit. What do we got next, Jade?
It is Ceremony, Living Hell.
All right.
Short but sweet.
Take it away.
Short but sweet. How long is this?
32 seconds.
Oh, that's so really short.
Really short. For their first record, too, way back in 2005.
Oh, fair enough. Mm-hmm. All right, well, we're going to listen to that. You're on Mosh Pit on Sin 90.7. We'll see you after the tracks, boys.
And girls.
And girls.
And girls.
What's up? You're back with the Mosh Pit on Sin 90.7.
Hey, hey.
Whoop, whoop.
Hey.
What's up?
Hey, what's up, guys? What are we...
So
besides Liam's random trying to...
I'm just trying to amp us up, guys.
We got really fun stuff coming up.
All right.
Yeah, we got a game. We got a weird game we're going to play with you. Brought to you kind of by... Shout out our boy, Louis, who can't be here with us tonight.
R.I.P. I hope he's listening
May
in.
He... Lay in peace.
Lay in
L-I-P.
Peace, yeah.
If
lay
only his back wasn't the back of an 80-year-old.
It's his hip, apparently.
Oh, okay,
I thought it was
fine.
His back.
Anyway,
I thought it was his foot.
I'm sure he's listening through the new Sin website, which is amazing.
He's like, guys, that's my
definitely.
Next.
If you're around friends, tell them to listen in right now.
Yeah, please, Louis, we need you.
So, Louis's idea was to get a random word from the dictionary and then say it to another person and they have to define it to you. So I thought I'd do my own twist on this game.
Oh, no.
Where I get a random Wikipedia article, give out the title, and someone has to say, like, what's in it? Or, like, explain the title. Or...
like, explain what it is.
It's like that
explain
game we played a couple
it,
weeks
what
ago.
What that Wikipedia page would
be. Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
You in? We all good?
We're going to do it now.
All right.
I already said it. I said it on live radio.
Jacob?
I'm just randomizing it right now.
Oh, God. Let's
randomizing
hope that Sin's
okay.
internet
randomizing,
helps
randomizing,
us.
Randomizing, randomizing.
Who am I asking? Who needs it?
Let's start this way.
Okay.
Oh, dang.
So
all right, Jade.
It's Jade here.
So it's immunoscreening.
Oh, repeat, sorry.
Immunoscreaming.
Immunoscreaming.
Yeah. Screening.
Screening.
Yes, with an N.
Immunoscreening. Is it x-rays of the immune system?
I wish.
What is it?
Well, it is. Immunoscreening is a method of biotechnology to detect a polypeptide produced from a cloned gene.
What's a poly?
I'm looking it up right now.
What?
Peptide.
See, I was hoping
Louis
that would be
what
a lot
meant.
More interesting. I just had no idea.
Biogenetics
what...
or whatever it's
about. It means
Louis
digested, so to digest.
Oh, so it is about the ingestion.
Digestive system.
Yon?
Weird.
Okay.
I guess you learn something new every day. Who's smashing the next one out?
Are we Ellen. All... Ellen is doing the next one. Let's hope Ellen's is
just
something
grab
funny.
Grab that. Press random.
Press the random button.
Random.
Hold on. Hold on, folks.
Technical
difficulties.
Yeah, you're asking someone else.
You're asking someone else. You'll be asked in a second.
Hey,
all right, you're asking me.
And we like, okay.
Oh, no. Actually, that's a good point.
We pass it around.
This one's so funny.
You've already got
okay,
it.
Ellen, you can have
I don't really think I can do this one.
No, just say it into the microphone.
Go to a next one.
I can't do this one.
This game's kind of
technical difficulties, everyone.
Right. What do you think?
Wiki
that's
has some really crazy random crap.
It right. does.
Let's just hope the internet helps us. It is on our side tonight.
Okay.
Yeah.
Rosemary Hennessy.
Who? Wait,
Liam,
you're asking
go,
me?
Yeah, go. Rosemary Hennessy.
Okay, so I'm going to break it down. Rosemary, right? It's a rose. And Hennessy?
Hennessy.
Like it's like drink, it's like Tennessee. It's like Tennessee. It's so it's a rose flavored drink that okay. will kill you almost instantly, and I'm talking almost instantly, like in
yeah.
0.3 seconds.
Okay,
wow.
You will die.
You're really specific about this.
It's because I know my shit.
Okay, I do. I know
and,
you know shit.
Okay, so
and you are completely wrong.
Oh well, damn! I thought I was
what
right
is
there.
It?
It's a person.
Well,
Rosemary
no, that's
Hennessy.
Damn it.
She is the professor of English and director of Center for Study of Women, Gender, and Sexuality at Rice University.
Hmm. Go, Rosemary.
Wonder if she's listening right now.
Yeah.
She heard us talking about you, Liam, talking about.
She's obviously a big fan.
Huge fan.
All right. I'm. Oh wait. Who's I'll take it, and then I'll ask Jacob. Jacob.
Okay.
All right. And where's the random button?
Random.
Press the menu button.
Yeah, oh, random. Here we go. Okay. So. Oh, but that's a list. That doesn't count because it's a list of like registered parties. Patty Swick.
Patty Swick.
Patty Swick.
Honestly, it sounds like some fancy thing you're going to wipe your butt with. No lie. No lie. A Patty Swick sounds like some random thing you'll see late at night on TV. The Patty Swick. Better than toilet paper.
Oh, yeah,
in 1 second.
What the fuck? Yeah. All right. I hate to break it to you. You're wrong. Patty Swick is a village near the A120 road in Braintree District in the English country of Essex. So,
wow.
You're really wrong.
That was my nice second guess, though.
Yeah, true.
Wait, so what was it again?
It was a town. All right, now you're asking Ellen a question.
Randomizing.
In the menu? Yep.
Random. Mm-hmm.
You got it.
Random. Ooh.
If it's a list, just re-randomize
it. Re-randomize
again.
It.
No, it's not a list. Charlie McAnally.
Okay, so this is a person.
What does this person do or is about?
Yeah.
Charlie McAnally.
How old are they? Where are they from?
Now? You've got 20 seconds because
okay.
we really got to wrap this up.
Charlie McAnally is from Ukraine.
No.
He's a physicist.
A physicist. Charles McAnally, is a retired Scottish professional football player.
Close.
Well, that was so close.
From Ukraine
close,
was
Ellen.
Pretty,
you that
know.
Was a
you almost
good
got it.
Shot
yeah.
there.
I feel like Ellen wins this game.
I
I'm not going to lie.
Europe, right?
Ellen is the winner.
Go, Ellen.
And to celebrate, we're going to be playing some death groups. No, we're not playing that
not
song.
Playing
oh, yeah, sorry. We're playing Giving Bad People Good Ideas, which is off their latest album, Bottomless Pit. We'll see you guys in a bit on Mosh Pit Sin 90.7. Hello, everyone. You're listening to Mosh Pit on Sin 90.7. You're with the crew, known
the
as
crew.
Jade, Ellen, Jacob, and your boy, Liam. Yeah. We were playing some fresh tracks just before, starting off with Death Grips Giving Bad People Good Ideas off their Bottomless Pit. After that, we had High Tension by Bully.
Bully by High Tension. Bands first, buddy.
Oh, shit. Oopsie. I thought you were talking about the band Bully, which is a good band. Sorry, man.
And then?
And then we had last track there, we had PJ Harvey with Snake.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a very interesting track. I actually
Thank
did
you.
Like it. I was surprised, though. But I like a lot of PJ Harvey,
I really
so I can't
like
say.
I like the sound recording of it.
Yeah, because it was, done on a four-track demo, so it was just tape, straight guitar to tape at her house. And it was her first solo album.
Home tracks would make it. You know.
So what are we talking about, Jade?
Well, there is some sad news for those of you who like Buried in Verona. They, Aussie metalcore band from Sydney, for those of you who don't know. But, yeah, they have announced that they will be breaking up after being together for nearly 10 years. But they will be embarking on one final tour of the country before this. They're also playing at Unify, which is early January next year. So, yeah, Buried in Verona will be heading to Bunbury, Perth, Brisbane, Sydney, Adelaide and Melbourne. Joining them on the road will be Capture, The Crown, Foxblood and Archive.
Mm.
But frontman Brett Anderson from the band has said, most people in the heavy music scene, as much as they dread the thought, know that one day this moment will come. After nearly a decade of living, for most of the part, something I always dreamed of doing, it's now time for the end and for one last tour. But he wants to thank everyone who supported them over the years, whether it was for one album or all five. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for listening to our music. It's the best thing I've ever achieved. So I guess it's not a sour breakup.
That's
from
a
the
nice sound attitude.
That's, yeah. It's a high point. I like that. That was sweet.
Maybe it they just sweet. Sort of thought maybe there wasn't much else to come for them.
Oh, well, that's sad. But, you know, time moves on. More bands will come and go.
If you are interested in checking out Buried in Verona's final tour, tickets are on sale now, so you can just head online for that.
Oh, fair enough.
Shall we?
Oh, that sounds... Well, you know, when are they playing live again?
In October and January.
So you better get on tickets soon, because otherwise they're going to sell out. So what else are we talking about before we hit the songs? Oh, are we going to mention GizFest, or are we doing that later?
GizFest. We may GizFest. As well talk about
we'll
it.
We'll talk about it now. Cause it,
now that you've
we were
it.
Just
excited. All right.
Sorry. I'm just excited, okay? I just looked at my Facebook during the break, and I saw that King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard has announced the second of the return of GizFest. Now,
I
for
really
most...
like that name, Lizard Wizard.
Mm. Lizard... Yeah. Lizard... Now I've forgotten. King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard.
That's awesome.
Sounds like Jim Morrison inspired.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, he was like the Lizard Wizard. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, no, for most people, I don't think would know what it was because I think it was pretty, like, do you remember it, Jacob, from last year? Like, you just heard about it just then, didn't you?
What? No, I don't remember it. Yeah,
yeah,
I've only just heard about
it. I had never heard about this before last year as well. Apparently, it was a big thing and it was really popular. So they brought it back, and this is the lineup. They've got King Gizzard, obviously, Pond, Mild High Club, The Murlocs, White Fence, Stonefield, Orb, Jala, Dinner, and Boulevard. A lot of US bands and a lot of Australian bands.
Dinner sounds
now,
good.
You know,
that's
what?
Sweet.
Orb is apparently really, really dope.
Orb is sweet, and Orb is King Gizzard's keyboard player. Ambrose.
Oh, really?
He's the singer for... Oh, wait. No, not Orb. I'm thinking of the Murlocs. Damn it.
Yeah, you're thinking of the Murlocs.
Orb. I saw Orb open for King Giz not too long ago when they played at the Croxton Bandroom.
Were you there?
I was there on one of the nights. One of
the
three
first,
nights.
The first night? Oh, I was there the first night.
I think I was either the third or the second.
Damn.
You know what, guys? I actually know one of those bands.
Which band?
Who? Which one?
I went to school with Stonefield.
Oh,
like,
really?
Like, I literally went to school with them.
That
isn't that pretty awesome?
Yeah, that's so awesome.
The good thing is, all of these bands, like especially like Stonefield and Jala and Dinner, apparently, those bands are only exclusive to the Melbourne and Sydney shows.
Yeah.
So we're getting
the
tops.
That's fantastic. Where is it touring for this
it's
one?
It's touring. So it's going to, let's get the full list. It's going to Brisbane, Melbourne, Sydney, Adelaide and Perth. And the Melbourne show is being played at the Coburg Velodrome. I don't know, Coburg North.
This sounds intense.
Mm.
It's going to be...
I can't wait.
Sounds like we all need to go.
Let's get the venue.
We're
going
to try and make it. Yeah, get gizzy.
All right, I'm looking at Google Maps right now, and this place looks big. Okay, shit. This is going to be... It's outside.
Yes.
And you said November, right?
It's November... What date? What date is it? It's November 27th.
27th of November.
Sweet.
We got to get media passes to this, guys.
We need to get some to go to the...
All right. What songs are we playing now? Because I feel like I can't talk about this too much. Otherwise, I'm going to have an orgasm.
We're playing Slow Burn by Code Orange off their last record, I Am King, which came out like 2 years ago. So that has by far one of the best breakdowns in a song I've ever heard.
So let's hit it then,
let's do
Jacob.
That.
Do you want to hit it?
You can hit it.
Oh, I'm going to hit it then.
Yeah, you hit it, boy.
What are we on?
What are we on? We're on Sin 90.7. You listen to The Bridge on Mosh Pit. What up?
Who doesn't like mushrooms? Anyway,
me.
We're on Mosh Pit Sin 90.7. This is the end of The Bridge, unfortunately, guys, for another week.
Goodbye.
But don't forget to check us out on social media.
Oh, yeah, so Facebook.
Mosh Pit
on Sin.
Instagram.
We have a good, sick Instagram. We'll be posting a lot of sick pics, guys, we promise.
We will.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, yes. Yes, we will.
Of course we will.
Don't give us that look as if you don't know what we're talking about. Come on. Anyway, Jacob, we got to say bye-bye to you because you're being kicked out.
See you, everyone. I'm going to go home and not go to bed.
Jacob's given us an awesome playlist tonight.
Yes. I'm actually stealing his CD.
Yeah, take it.
I'm stealing your CD, Jacob, if you don't mind.
Thank you. If you liked it, just check out all the bands. They're all really great.
The playlist gets posted on our Facebook page too.
It's already on there, actually.
Yeah, it's posted now. If you guys preemptively did it. That you really liked, head to the Facebook page and you can find them. Find your new true loves.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to start off our Pissmasters show. I'm going to just call it that from now on.
But it really is Pitmasters. But
okay,
it's actually a grilling show. It's actually about cooking and barbecues.
As hardcore as you can get. Anyway, we're going to hit off with The End by In Flames. We'll see you guys in a little bit. Love you all. Bye. Oh, wait. There you go.
On Sin 90.7, and that song that we just played was...
The legendary Meshuggah. Yes.
Meshuggah. Give me some Meshuggah.
That song was Born in Dissonance from the album The Violent Sleep of Reasons, coming out soon on October the 7th.
Those guys are from Sweden.
Yeah, experimental metal there. That's her 8th album, inspired by a Goya painting called... The Sleep of Reason produces monsters. I don't know what that is. You know, that's a fun fact if you're into that. You're on Pitmasters with Stefan and Jade. Some of the others will come back later, just having a bit of a break. But it's discussion time, and it's a fun one. We're going to remember the old times as sometimes good and sometimes bad. I am, of course, talking about our very first time, if you know what I'm talking about. The blood, the sweat, the tears.
We're getting a bit personal here.
The noise, the pain, the awkward eye contact. The icky body parts, the regrets. I'm, of course, talking about the first time we ever...
My first time was when I was in high school at... Oh, wait, are you going to... Sorry, keep going with this.
Yes, let me finish, Jade. I'm talking about the first time we ever jumped into a mosh pit.
Lucky you didn't let me keep going there.
Jade, please tell us about your first time.
So I'm pretty sure it was your first time in a mosh pit.
Yes, yes.
I think it was around 3-4 years ago. I just know that I bought my first ticket to Bring Me the Horizon in 2013 because I still have my little ticket on my wall at home to always remember. I think it was either them or Parkway Drive that was my first mosh pit experience. I remember it looking sort of scary at first. I was like, oh, I don't know if I want to go in there because I could just get knocked out in, you know, not even a second being in there. But I don't know, just the vibes and the rush that you get, like, in a mosh pit as well. And I guess, you know, when it's your first time, like, you can't help but give in and want to do it as well. So, yeah, I'm pretty sure I just tapped the guy next to me and said, excuse me, can you please... throw me in there. And yeah, they're more than willing to. And he just threw me in there and I crowd surfed and it was awesome. I'd always wanted to crowd surf and I crowd surfed.
Have you crowd surfed since? I think I've only done it once and I haven't done it since.
I think it happened either maybe two or one other occasions. Mm. So I think in total I may have crowd surfed maybe 3 times my whole life.
It was my first, at
heavy metal concerts in the mosh pit, yeah.
My first crowd surfing experience, which is, you know, one... which is one element of the mosh pit experience, was actually a convenience when I was at Soundwave. I was like, okay, a day to remember. I've never seen them before.
Year of Soundwave was
I can't remember when a day to remember was.
Yeah, maybe.
Were they one of the headliners? I can't remember, but they... I need to get out because I want to see another band. So I was like, oh, damn. I'm hesitant to crowd surf. What if I crowd surf right now? So I got my friend, who's like, okay, man, lift me up. Easy way out.
Yeah.
So I crowd surf my way out. And I was like, oh, this is convenient.
And then right when you get to the front, the security sort of pick you up and they put you on the ground. They're like, okay, run around the side and out you go. And you're like, bye.
And then, yep, off I go. Off to the next band. Anyway, my first time in a mosh pit was, I mean, my first concert was AC/DC, but we stood back fairly... I stood back from a mosh pit, so it wasn't really like a mosh pit. But at first, I guess mosh pit, because unfortunately, when I saw Metallica, I had to stand, you know, which sucked.
Oh yeah. Tickets get so quick.
Yeah, it was Linkin Park, and I know some of you think Linkin Park not much, but you know, just remember
Linkin Park,
their first two albums. So they ended with One Step Closer, which is, you know, their very first single, which is from their first album, their heavy album. And, you know, of course, that's like one of their biggest songs ever. And last, so you come out with their first single from their most loved album and for one of their heaviest songs, and it's the last song of the show. People went absolutely crazy. And, you know, I felt like...
What happened to you, Stefan?
Like, a big stampede of people just, like, pushing me. And I thought, like, I felt like I was drowning, so to speak.
You lose all control because you have no room around you, anywhere to move. And once the crowd starts moving, you're sort of almost not even on your feet anymore. You're, like, a couple centimetres off the ground, but you're getting taken with the sea of people. Like you said, you feel like you're drowning.
Because I was really close to the I was really close to the front as well. And basically the closest you are to the front, the rougher it gets.
Mm-hmm.
So, and it was also my friend who was with me. My friend who was with me, it was also his first time too. So he was...
So your first time together.
Yeah. Our first time together. Yes, we enjoyed it together. So we're going to go into some music now. And we might have some time actually. Actually, we have 2 minutes. So Liam, we were talking about our very first time.
My first time. So it was at my house.
I went to do the same thing.
Whoops.
Yeah, yeah. Look, it does have... Time. We are talking about the first mosh pit.
Oh, the first mosh pit? My first mosh pit, technically speaking, wasn't a part of it until I was forced into it. I was at a pond show at the Corner Hotel. And I did not have a fun time. I got punched in the face, got a bloody nose. My friend who was with me, Gregory Alexenko, he may have not seen the blood nose, but trust me, it was there, Greg. It hurt. Anyway, there's not much more to go on that. The guy was a douchebag.
Well, a little variation, some good first times, some bad first times.
But to be fair...
Remember all that blood and sweat that
Stefan
did? Blood and
tears, the awkward eye contact.
I would have got into the mosh pit if the music in this area, like the actual crowd, didn't suck. Like, it was just way too loud. I couldn't actually hear what was going on.
So
it was just noise.
Much happening, yeah.
And
yeah.
Pond is not a noise band. They're not. And speaking of which, King Gizfest, I just bought my ticket. So I'm going.
He was on that straight away.
Me and Ellen bought it.
Well, and Steve-O's here too. Steve-O, do you remember your very first mosh pit?
I am not sure.
Yeah. What was your first concert?
First concert was at, the Kiss Motley Crue show in Melbourne.
Mm. Not much of a mosh pit there, was there?
Yeah, but it was like a year later, went to like some, you know, what was it? Like some Christmas event for you know, Metro, since my father works as a security guard.
Yeah.
And who was it? The Screaming Jets were playing there, and it was not really much of a mosh pit, but it was just a headbanging front row, pretty much.
Was there any blood or sweat, tears? Or
could I contact
that? Just sweat.
Yeah, there's always sweat guaranteed in a mosh pit.
Or
if you don't come out sweaty or clothes hard from sweating too much,
and
that they dry and get crisp.
I was throwing some kind of suit for the event, so...
Oh, fair.
Awesome. Well, we're going to go right into some music. We've got some Jimmy Eat World. Do we have any Jimmy Eat World fans out there?
Yeah!
You're a fan, Jade?
Yeah, let's play him.
Let's fucking do it.
Yeah. This is Get Right from album Integrity Blue, which is coming out the 21st of October.
Oh, sounds good.
Yeah, enjoy. This is the Mosh Pit on Sin.
You're listening to Pit Masters on Sin 90.7.
Say the real name.
Piss Masters.
There we go.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
With Liam, Stefan, Alan, and Steve-O. So those songs...
Is that the sound of the piss mastering?
those songs that we just heard from the top was Get Right by Jimmy Eat World, Edge of Steel by Leaves Eyes, which is a reworking of last year's track with a new singer, and Vines by Captives, and they have a show on the 29th of September at the Geelong Workers Club and on September 30 at Bendigo Golden Vine Hotel. And on October 1 at Ballarat at the Eastern. So make sure you head down to one of those shows.
Yeah, you better. Because if you don't, you know, look,
we will come after you.
I mean, you know, I guess like we really can't stop you, but, you know, be nice is all I'm saying.
You will have a good time.
Yeah, exactly. You have a good time. Now, we're going to talk about something I was thinking about before was, do a lot of because we're going to interview, I'm going to play the King Parrot interview in a moment, and King Parrot to me sound like no other band. So our other question is, do bands nowadays, do they sound the same?
In the mainstream, yes. In the underground, no.
In the mainstream, I definitely say yes.
In the underground mainstream, maybe, sometimes. Who knows?
Underground mainstream.
Wait, that is a thing.
You just took it to a whole new level just then.
That is a thing.
The underground mainstream, you never heard of it.
I didn't even know that that
but
existed.
It's really popular.
Yeah. Hang on, when you say mainstream, are you talking about like mainstream punk
bands? I'm talking
about
like Ariana Grande here.
No,
no, that's not part of Mosh Pit, though.
That's what they play on the radio, though.
So let's talk about...
but we're talking
about
like punk on Triple J.
Oh, yeah, like...
I thought you were talking about music in general.
We're talking about the...
We're talking about bands. So Green Day.
Yeah.
Green Day, for example, they would be like a mainstream band, even like...
I love Green Day.
Yeah, they are, but I'm saying like all these kind of like mainstream bands, they all sound the same.
Do you not like them, Liam?
121 Guns. That's all I have to say.
That's one of my favorite
Kane
songs.
Kane Mutton, I'm calling you out. You made me buy that song on iTunes. I fucking hate it, all right? I hate to break it to you.
Billy Joe, I love that song.
I don't know. How many years ago was that?
7.
2009.
That was a while ago.
Mm.
So they just released a new song recently.
And
it was great.
And it wasn't... Oh, okay, never mind. It was apparently good.
I liked it.
Oh, you know. but that's the thing. I feel like there's a lot of bands sounding similar to Green
Promise
Day.
Promise a lot of...
Yeah, well, they're the leaders.
I'm a bit of a bias against metalcore bands.
You
because
just hate that.
Because I'm sick of that genre, but I do think that it's oversaturated. I'm the guy from...
Oversaturated?
Saturated,
yes.
Sorry.
So, the guy from Novelist, he told me that he didn't want to be known as a metalcore band because he thinks it's an oversaturated genre as well.
Yeah.
And a lot of bands, I also try to go into, like, different markets. So, they try to sound as much as European as possible, say, the power metal bands, for instance.
Mm.
So...
Like Trivium.
Yeah, Trivium. So, a lot of these bands try to sound the same rather than being unique, you know.
And also, Carnifex trying to be, like, you know, a borderline black metal band in their latest album.
Mm. Okay,
well... it's okay to change up your sound. It's called evolution, you know?
Yeah.
Evolving.
Oh.
Okay, well, we're going to go into a King Parrot interview now.
Woo!
So, one of our favourite bands is the Mosh Pit on Sin. We're gonna start with a song by their first album first, and we're going to go straight into the interview. This is Bite Your Head Off of the album of the same name by King Parrot.
We'll
this
see
is Mosh
you guys.
Pit on Sin.
What a great name.
We'll see you guys in a little bit.
This is Matt Young from King Parrot, and you're listening to on Sin FM.
G'day, punk rockers, metalheads, and rock and rollers in Australia and around the world listening on the Mosh Pit Backstage podcast or on Sin 9.7 FM. This is Stefan from the Mosh Pit on Sin, and I'm about to interview one of the most formidable vocalists in the Aussie heavy scene. On the line is Matthew Youngie Young from Melbourne's heavy music royalty, King Parrot. We've been trying to score this interview for a long time, and King Parrot's sophomore album released last year, Dead Set, was Mosh Pit's album of the year for 2015, and we chose the track Home Is Where the Gutter Is as a song and the music video of the year, so we truly are big fans here at the Mosh Pit. Youngie, it's so exciting to have you on the Mosh Pit. Welcome.
Thank you, brother. It's great to be on here, and we appreciate your support and everything that you've done for us. It doesn't go unnoticed, man. And yeah, it's great to be on the phone with you guys and having a bit of a chat and catching up.
Okay, Youngie, what are you up to at the moment? Is it a bit of a day off for you?
I don't have that many days off. No, I'm actually sending out some merch orders at the moment. Yeah, got a couple more interviews to do this afternoon. Actually, I think there's a few more coming up just after I speak with you. And then, yeah, got a pretty busy week, actually. Heading up to Big Sound tomorrow up in Brisbane. Speaking on the heavy metal panel up there with Lockie from The Racket and Rebecca Riado from Death Proof and a few other people. We're doing that up at Big Sound. And then, obviously, this weekend we kick off with some shows. So we're doing a bit of jamming this week as well. And, it's a pretty hectic one.
Now, I've seen you guys live twice, and it's an experience and a half for sure that just seems to go absolutely nuts. But when you're obviously carefully preparing and performing, what's the main thing you want the punters to get out of each and every King and Parrot gig?
I guess the thing that we've tried to achieve with the live show is that we want it to be intense and energetic and contagious and in your face, you know. From the very beginning when we first started playing and, you know, playing to a handful of punters, and we wanted people to walk away and know that they'd seen something and had a really in-your-face experience by
coming to a King Parrot show, and as the word sort of got out there that we were putting on that kind of show, it was, I guess it did become contagious for some people, because lots of people kept coming back, and that was really cool for us, and it's been, you know, brilliant for us to have that home country support as we're trying to get it out there internationally, because if we didn't have that support that we have here in Australia, then we wouldn't be able to do all the things that we do internationally. So it's been fantastic to watch it build.
We'll end the interview with the lightning round, and we'll shoot at you as many quick questions as possible, and see how quick you are on your feet. Quickly, what's your favorite King Parrot song?
I would say "Hell Comes Your Way."
And what's your least favorite?
Maybe "Punisher."
So, what is the one King Parrot song you couldn't do a show without?
"Shit on the Liver."
What'd you have for breakfast this morning?
I had a smoothie and a cup of tea.
What's your favorite? This is a three-parter. So, what's your favorite venue in Melbourne or Victoria?
Smaller venue, the Tote. Bigger venue, 170 Russell.
And outside Victoria, like around Australia?
I'd really like Amps in Perth.
And internationally?
Playing at Fillmore in San Francisco was pretty cool.
Your favourite band of all time?
AC/DC.
Yes, great answer. Speaking of which, AC/DC with Axl, yay or nay?
Yay.
Awesome, well that's it for the lightning round, so we'll end the interview there. So King Parrot have quite a few tour dates lined up in Victoria. September 16th is their Melbourne show at the Sookie Lounge. Then September 17th at the Music Man Megastore Bendigo, which is at risk of closure, by the way. Is that right?
It is, man. Yeah, it is. It has been at risk of closure, and that's what we're trying to sort of help them raise a bit of awareness about not only our show, but the fact that the venue may not even exist anymore unless it gets some support.
Next year will be on January 13th, 14th, and 15th is the Unify Festival, so you can check out King Parrot there. King Parrot's latest album, Dead Set, is out now. It was Moshpit's 2015 Album of the Year. That's better than the ARIA and the Golden God Awards. Right, Youngie?
Exactly. Exactly. Yes, no, we'd much prefer to win that than any other crappy award.
Exactly. So definitely go check out that album, Dead Set, and look forward to a new King Parrot album sometime in the future. Youngie from King Parrot, thanks so much for joining us on the Mosh Pit on Sin. Do you have a message for the younger fans?
Absolutely. Get out to some shows, support the local scene, support your Australian bands, buy the merch. Clearly, keep listening to Sin FM and doing the right thing.
That was our interview with Matt Young from King Parrot, and you can check out King Parrot on 16th September at the Sookie Lounge in Melbourne, and on 17th September in Bendigo, and also at the Unify Festival in January 13th, 14th or 15th. We don't know which day they'll actually be performing, but that's when the Unify Festival is. We're going to play another song from King Parrot's latest album. They've got new material coming soon, but this is from their album Dead Set last year. It's called No More Saviour.
Hey everyone, you're listening to Mosh Pit on Sin. Pit Masters. Excuse me?
Everyone.
Hey everyone, hey. How's it going?
Hey.
So I'm going to plug just all the songs that we were just listening to. First song, just a little while before, we were listening to Bite Your Head Off by King Parrot. Then we had a Matt Young interview, who is from King Parrot. Then we played No More Saviour by King Parrot.
Oh, it's actually Need No Saviour. I read that wrong. Apologies.
On. And then we played 5:12 AM by Novelists featuring Pliny. And then we played just then Handmade Cities by Pliny, and they've actually got a show going on, which is pretty exciting, on Saturday the 3rd in Melbourne at Max Watts.
The 3rd of what?
The third of what?
Oh, crap. I didn't put
third,
that in.
Let's just say it's the 3rd of October.
Yeah, I'll take a guess.
Anyway, if you like the sound of that song, go to their Facebook page. I'm sure they'll have it on there.
Yeah, actually, if you go to YouTube, they put that whole Handmade Cities album streamed for free. So check it out. We've got Steve-O's Wasted Years coming up. So, Steve-O, what are you playing?
Steve-O.
What's on the show?
The first way of black metal.
Yes.
Holy shit, man.
The origin.
Don't be too
a
intense.
Black metal special.
Yeah, pretty much... All First Wave Black Metal special with an Enslaved interview, even though they're not part of the First Wave Black Metal at the end of the episodes.
But you did it on purpose, Steve, because they're from the second wave of Black Metal.
Yeah.
That's why you're putting that Enslaved interview.
Is it a plug for next week?
No, this is for this week.
Part two next week.
Part two, second wave.
Yeah. Actually, no, next week is brand new songs for 3 hours.
Brand new.
Next week. So next week, if you tune in, 3 hours of new music, an interview every hour.
Yeah. Brand new spanking tracks. It's going to be amazing.
Get on
yes.
it.
Yes.
Absolutely amazing.
All right, so.
It's going to be fabulous.
What are we doing?
Steve-O, what's the first song you're playing?
Oh, true.
The next song to close off Pit Masters will be Take Me Down by The Pretty Reckless from the album Who You Selling For?
Out October 21st. But what's the first song in your lineup, Steve-O?
What is it? 666 by Cat from the album 666. And after that will be Genocide by Venom from the album At Lord Satan.
They sound fantastic.
It actually sounds like really intensive. Like I'm just kind of scared for my safety.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, Pitmasters ending now. I'm Stefan.
I'm Lime, a.k.a. Liam Brownlee.
And I'm Alan.
And I'm Stevens. You'll be hearing me for another hour.
On Steve-O's Wasted Years. Yeah. We'll talk to you guys later. Love you all.
Have a good night.
Peace. Pretty Reckless is now.
Pretty Reckless is Pretty Reckless. And also, whose phone was that?
Sorry. Hello, welcome to Steve-O's Wasted Years, the best of the first wave of black metal on the Mosh Pit and Sid 90.7 FM. My name is Steven, also known as Steve-O, and we have a cracker of a night tonight. First song we're playing is 666 by Cats from the album 666. Not that, we'll be playing Genocide by Venom from the album At Lord Satan. You listen to Steve-O's Wasted Years, best of the first wave of black metal on the Mosh Pit and Sid 90.7 FM. And welcome back to Steve-O's Wasted Years, best of the first wave of black metal on the Mosh Pit and Sin 90.7 FM. You've just listened to Genocide by Venom from the album At Lord Satan. Before that, you listened to 666 by Cat from the album 666. Yes, we're playing the first wave of black metal for this episode, where it all started back in England, you know, of all places. So We're playing some real black metal tonight. And while I'm real black metal tonight, unlike what is nowadays passed off as black metal from fucking, you know, Pitchfork Media or the hipster cunts of metalsucks.net, who just gone around and just claiming, guess what, black metal's not, you know, they're no creativity. They don't play, they have no fun quality, I can hear well, they'll be fucking praising whatever new shit Steph Haven will be releasing this week. It's like, yeah, it's revolutionizing black metal. This is what black metal should be. No! This should be black metal. And I like the second wave, you know. I mean, give me some Gorgoroth, Darkthrone, even, you know, Graveland motherfuckers, but the first wave was where it's at, motherfuckers. Hell, also give me some Mutilation and Satanic Warmaster. You know, those bands too. But now let's get into more songs. Next song we'll be playing is Decapitator by Hellhammer from the Triumph of Death demo. And after that, we'll be playing Devil Worship by Sabbath from the In Venom. You listen to Steve-O's Wasted Years, best of the first wave of black metal on the Mosh Pit and Sid 90.7 FM. Hello, welcome back to Steve-O's Wasted Years, best of the first wave black metal on the Mosh Pit and Sid 90.7 FM. You've just listened to Devil Worship by Sabbath from the album In Venom, and before that you listened to Decapitator by Hellhammer from the Triumph of Death demo. Hope you're enjoying your fix of a first wave black metal where it all started. I know I repeat it, but who gives a shit? So, yeah, And I hope all these, you know, black gazes, black metal of the future, you know, hipster poser, wherever, will change their mind after this show. So I'm just gonna. The next band we're gonna be playing, however, is a band. It's a little band. Well, one of the next three bands. But the first of the three bands. Whose song's going to be playing next? Bathory. Pretty much one of the innovators of 80s black metal, and also contributed to the rise of another subgenre later on called Viking metal. Which, so pretty much, and I'm wearing a Bathory t-shirt, by the way, so whatever. I may be biased, but the next song I'm going to be playing is One of Dark Desires by this band from the Under the Sign of the Black Muck, possibly one of the most important black metal records of the 1980s. And he's along with the self-titled debut from 1984, The Return of Darkness and Evil from 1985, and Blood of Fire Death from 1988. But I like to play this song because it's just fucking riffing with great black metal feeling. Next song we're going to be playing is Spirits of Evil by Volcano from the Bloody Vengeance. This band's from Brazil. So you might be expecting what to get from this band. And the song will be finishing off that threesome will be Belial by Roots from the Hell's Symphony. Weird, pretty typical album title, but whatever. Black metal. Not black gays, none of that shit. You listen to Steve O's West Ears, best of the first wave black metal on the Mosh Pit and Sin 90.7 FM.
Belial.
Welcome back to Steve O's West Ears, best of the first wave black metal on the Mosh Pit and Sin 90.7 FM. You just listened to Belial by Roots, Finiam's Hell's Symphony, and before that, you listened to Spirits of Evil by Volcano, Finiam Bloody Vengeance. And even before that, we listened to Woman of Dark Desires by the legendary and influential Bathory from the album the Under the Song of the Black Muck, a forward-thinking album. Forward-thinking album, unlike what Pitchfork Media is saying about what they say is blackmail.
Just get the Alchemist, whatever CD in second try, you might like it.
Piss off, Pitchfork. You know you're just pandering to those hipsters. You pander to the hipsters all the time. You're trying to pander to us black metal fans. Whatever. You know, whatever. Stop pandering. You just like to ruin black metal for us just so you can, you know, spread whatever influences that you want us to listen to make sure that black metal needs to go move forward when it could be moved forward without those influences of, you know, let's be indie or let's listen to, you know, My Bloody Valentine like 20 times a day. And just mixing with the style of black metal. You know, that's not black metal. It no longer constitutes as black metal. It becomes, you know, black gaze. And by God, black gaze has no room in black metal. Especially not in Steve-O's Waste of Years. Especially if it's even if we're going to be playing black metal for the whole episode of this, you know, time slots. Now, the good news is we're gonna continue on the show. The bad news, we might be finishing off with the first wave black metal playlist. After the fourth segment, or probably the final, I don't know. We'll be doing an Enslaved interview that Ben did, which, you know, Enslaved is not a first wave black metal band. They're more second wave, you know. And after that, we're gonna be playing Jolten Blood from their album Frost, you know, when Enslaved were, well, still good and not trying to be, you know, what is it, Dream Theater or whatever. But to finish off the first wave black metal playlist, we'll be playing Heroes in Black by Flames of Hell from the album Fire and Steel, the 11-minute epic. And after that, we'll be playing Ritual by Master's Hammer from the album Ritual. And even after that, we'll be playing Witch Hammer by Sodom for the Obsessed by Cruelty. Listen to Steve O's Wasted Years, best of the first wave of black metal on the Mosh Pit and Sid 90.7 FM. You have been listening to Steve O's Wasted Years, best of the first wave of black metal on the Mosh Pit and Sid 90.7 FM. To finish off that first wave black metal,
you know, playlist so we can get into the enslaved stuff. We played Witchhammer by Sodom for the album Obsessed by Cruelty. And before that, we listened to Ritual by Master's Hammer for the album Ritual. And even before that, we played the 11-minute epic Heroes in Black by Flames of Hell from the album Fire and Steel. Hey, Pitchfork Media, can Death Haven do that? I bet they'll be like, well, they have better production, so yeah, whatever, we don't want to listen. Okay, I'm almost done for this week, so yeah, tune in next week on Steve-O's Wasted Years, as we're going to be playing, well, of all things, new tracks, apparently. So, pretty much be tuning in for the best stuff. So we're gonna end tonight with some Enslaved. Ben's interview with the band, or one of the band members. And after that, we're gonna be playing Jolmblod from the album Frost, when they were still black metal, not, you know, Dream Theater try and be black metal. Okay, you've been listening to Steve-O's Wasted Years this week on the Mosh Pit and Sin 90.7 FM. See you next week and enjoy the interview.
Hey, this is Ivar Bjørnson from Enslaved Norway. You're listening to Mosh Pit on Sin.
So Ivar is the guitarist for Enslaved, who released their 13th album In Times last year. They'll be visiting our shores, celebrating their 25th anniversary tour, playing in Melbourne at the Prince Bandroom on Thursday the 6th of October. Ivar, thank you so much for joining me.
Nice to be on here. Thanks.
So talk a little bit about the show, because it sounds really, really massive.
Yes. What we're trying to do this time, you know, we want to show that we're really enjoyed ourselves the last time, and we're really happy to be invited back. Also, we're just over halfway through our anniversary year, celebrating 25 years as a band. So what we wanted to do is do something special, and for this Australian tour we're doing something that's only doing here on this part of the world tour, is that when people get their tickets, they can also go and vote for the set list. We're doing two sets. We're doing first an hour of old material from 92 up till around 2004, and then a little break, complain about the world today, and then go back on stage and do a set where we focus on the newer songs of Enslaved, 2006 up till 2015. So we're trying to do sort of an evening with Enslaved to show how we sounded way back, how it developed, how we sound now, and hopefully that'll, you know, point out some contrast, but also show how the band is pretty consistent and still tied in with our own roots. That's the plan, at least.
It sounds awesome. How is it looking back on all of that material? I mean, not many people get to say, at age whatever, I did this, and this is exactly what I was working on, and I released this. 2 years later, 3 years later, 5 years later, I was releasing all this different material. How is it looking back on sort of your life in a certain sense?
That's exactly what it is. It's really a bit of a journey backwards, because the thing is, when we do these things, there's a lot of you know, muscle memory kicks in, and as well as the sort of the conscious memory and the way of thinking about things. You sort of re-experience it both mentally and physically when you go back, and you have to relearn all the old material, and you have to go and learn lyrics again. You really have to sort of go into it in a way that makes you relate to it again. And not only, you know, one thing is listening to your old albums on a Friday night and being nostalgic about that, but playing and actively putting them in the context really brings it back. They say the smell really brings back memories, but old songs definitely do it even more. So it's been great sort of to reconnect with that whole history. We've been doing it all the time, being inspired by our old work, but this time it's really been thorough, and talking to people around, you know, doing these gigs and getting that kind of feedback, also how people experience the whole journey, has been amazing. Places in Enslaved also.
One final question before I let you go. When you're up on stage, is there any particular songs, parts of songs that you're like, I love playing this. This is my favourite part of being on stage.
Yeah, that varies from time to time. You know, it's especially when you have a new album out, and if there's something that really clicks when you start playing it live, that's always a source of pride. But I have to say, playing those songs from the first mini album, Alfader Odin and Slag I Skogen Bortenfor, it's always going to be special. I just did a guitar clinic where we're sort of analyzing those songs and how they're written, and it's just the absurdity of having written those songs when I was 14 myself, and that's now 24 years since I wrote them, and playing it to a bunch of people, there's people there who's 14 years old, there's people there who's my age, and there's people twice my age, and how we all have this connection to these songs who were really early in the development of the scene. And no matter where we go in the world, people have sort of this same kind of, youthful glee when those songs appeared. And I can feel it in myself too. So those are always going to be special, I guess.
Enslaved will be playing in Melbourne at the Prince Band Room on Thursday, the 6th of October. Eva, thank you so much for joining me. Absolutely love your work, and it's been absolute... pleasure to have this chat with you.
Absolutely. The same to you, man. Thanks for a very nice interview.
Now let's play the song Jolt and Blood from this epic sophomore release from 1994, Frost. You have just listened to Steve-O's Wasted Years on the Mosh Pit on Sin 90.7 FM. See you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Mosh Pit Backstage Podcast. You can subscribe to us on iTunes and Omni. To find out more about the show, go to www.syn.org.au/moshpit. Like us on Facebook at facebook.com/moshpitonsin and follow us on Twitter and Instagram at moshpitsin. The regular Mosh Pit radio show broadcasts punk, rock and metal tunes and interviews every Thursday nights on Sin 9.7 on FM and digital radios. Listeners outside of Melbourne, Australia can stream Sin 9.7 online at www.syn.org.au. Thanks to Vintage Ruin for the music.
Hi, this is Tomato from Flash Gun Apocalypse.
Hi, I'm Enid from Girls Go.
I am Phoebe Pinnock from Heaven the Axe.
Hey, this is Gary Olmey of the Misfits.
Hey, this is Kat Sproul from Horizon's Edge, and you're listening to The Mosh Pit on Sin FM.
Hi, this is Aina from Leopard.
Hi, I'm Virginia Lilly from the band Lily.
This is Raul from 1349.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Ali from Beaverhead.
Hey, everybody, this is Charlie Benante with Anthrax, and you are listening to The Mosh Pit on Sin.